Blog Talk Radio.
What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Oh, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other found I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. There is power, wonder-working power, in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, there is power, power. Oh, wonder-working power, in the precious blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power, in the blood of the Lamb. Yes, there is power. Jesus shed, he shed for me way back on Calvary. Oh, the blood that gives me strength from day to day. Power, oh, but it reaches to the praise, hallelujah, wherever you are, it will never lose its power. Thank you for your grace, Lord, hallelujah. Thank you for your mercy, Jesus. Thank you for your blood, Jesus, that will never lose its power. Thank you for the shed and the blood. It will never lose. It will never lose. It's power.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, church. Let's give God some praise this morning. Amen. Come on, open up your mouth and shout glory. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, we thank you. Come on now, church. Make a joyful shout to the Lord. All you lands, come on, let's serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we thank you this morning. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us and not ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Amen. Get into his courts with praise this morning. Come on. Be thankful to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. Amen. His mercy is everlasting and his truth endures for all generations. Hallelujah. Come on, church. Give God some praise and glory this morning. Lord, it's God that has kept you, amen, and not yourself. It's nothing that you have done that made it for you to be here today. But God found your worthy to be another day. Amen. So we thank God for the one more time. Amen. Come on, let's pray this morning. Oh, Lord, we thank you this morning. Hallelujah, for new life and new strength, oh God. We thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for new mercy and new grace, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh God, for the lying down and the raising up this morning. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. We come praying with a heart of thanksgiving, a heart of repentance, and a heart of forgiveness this day, oh Lord. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, we bless your name this morning. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus Christ's holy name. Lord God, creator of heaven and earth, as your sons and daughters, oh God, we come to you to worship you as you desire in truth and in spirit. Amen. According to John 4:22, we know that Jesus is indeed the Christ, the Savior of this world. Amen. Your spirit witnessed to our spirit the truth that Jesus is the Christ, and we believe in him. Amen. We come believing this morning. Amen. Lord God, according to John 9, you seek those who worship you and do your will. Amen. Hallelujah to your name, God. Hallelujah to your name, God. Glory. Hallelujah to your name, God. We give you our honor, praise, and glory, and all the admiration. We exalt your name above all nations. There's no one better than you or greater than you, oh God. Oh, Lord, teach us to exalt you in all our circumstances, be it good, bad, or other. Amen. According to Matthew 7:21, oh God, out of the love that you placed in our heart for you, oh God, Lord, creating us a clean heart and a broken and contrite heart, a right heart, repentant in all our ways. Let this be done and strive for rain, glory, but in lowliness of mind, knowing that with you, Father God, all things are possible. Hallelujah. But with man the flesh, they shall fall short of your glory. Lord, we do not come to worship you just to be doing something, but we come to you out of the intimate love relationship that we have with you. Lord God, according to what David said in Psalm 42:1-2, as a dear picture of water brook, so our soul pants for thee, O God. Our soul thirsts for you, for the living God. Our soul yearns, overwhelming desires. Yea, even pass through the courts of the Lord our God. And we just want to say, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah to your name, God. Our heart, hallelujah, and our flesh cry out for the living God. Lord, let this be our heart's cry this morning. Let the fire burn everly and creepily in us, oh God. Uphold us with our heart, our free spirit, oh God, and let God be magnified. Lord, if there be any wicked way within us, let it be exposed right now and take it out the way. Lord, let no murmur, complaining, backbiting, nor evil be found in us, oh God. Let our life be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. Circumcise our heart, oh God. Excuse me. Fill us with your spirit, your tender mercies, and your loving kindness, that we sing praises to you all our days, granting us a heart of worship, oh God, for we rejoice only in you. You are our joy and the lifter of our head. Through your Holy Spirit, lead us in rivers of your worship and truth, oh God, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let our hands be lifted up to you as we go throughout this day and make our life be a living sacrifice, oh God, a sweet Savior of all, that you may be glorified, honored, and our life your praise and everyday things of life unto you. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you. Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus Christ's holy name. And Father God, Lord Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, we praise you and we worship you. We come to you in love and all the admiration through the precious blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, our Lord and Savior. Holy Spirit, we ask you to pray to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to renew a right spirit within us right now, that the mind of Christ arise within us right now, over all areas of our life. We yield all that we are to you, and we ask that true praise and worship come forth from our inner man, that literally that our worship, that we worship our Heavenly Father and the Lord Jesus Christ in spirit and in truth. Glory, hallelujah to your name, God. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, you are worthy of all praise, glory, and honor. There's no one greater than you, Lord. We decree in the crowd right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that we walk in the light and have true fellowship with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The glory of God is forth in us, and is manifesting right now. His glory is presence. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, that we can commune with you, hallelujah, and that it's taking place right now. Amen. In Jesus Christ's mighty name of Nazareth, we decree in the crowd by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, in his holy name, that we live, we move, and have our being, that we thank you, Lord God. Oh, Heavenly Father, hallelujah, Holy Spirit, the living God, move on us right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh, Lord, we ask, oh, God, that you help us on today and those in our family, oh, God. We ask that you move mighty right now, God, even while we're still praying. Hallelujah, we declare the ground that you're already answering, oh, God. My Lord, my God, for you know all things, oh, God. You're all knowing all sin everywhere, oh, God. We just want to say thank you, oh, God, that you're with us, that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. And we study your promises on today, oh, God. And we receive it by faith in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we come believing, oh, God, but help us with our unbelief. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, open up the channels of our spirit so that we can receive great and mighty from you, oh, God, this day and hour, oh, God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we come, oh, God, to be changed on today, oh, God. Oh, Lord, we don't come to be the same, oh, God. So, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name. Oh, Lord, save us, oh, God, and make us more like you. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we break and shut all ties with the enemy right now. Anything that protects and suffers us from the outside is made away on the inside. We sever those ties right now with the enemy in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree the cross that we're cut apart and separated from that path of the enemy right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree the cross by faith and the shed blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We have the keys of the kingdom, and whatever we bind on earth is bound in heaven, and whatever we loose on earth is loosed in heaven. According to Matthew 16 and 19, we find the king, the chains of nobles were set up in arms. According to Psalm 149 and 8, we find the strong man that scorn his goods. According to Matthew 12 and 29, we find levity in all powers is arrayed against our lives. According to Psalm 41 and 5, we find prison families' powers, rules and forces of disorder, spiritual wickedness and high places. According to Ephesians 6 and 12, we find our sickness and the disease, release against our mind and bodies and those of our homes. Hallelujah, let the exiles be loose according to Isaiah 51 and 14. Let the prisons be loose according to Psalm 146 and 7. Let those appointed to death, hallelujah, according to Psalm 12 and 20. Amen. Loose our necks to our bones according to Isaiah 52 and 2. In the name of Jesus Christ of Heaven, we loose ourselves from the bands of wickedness according to Isaiah 58 and 6. We loose ourselves from the bands of Goliath according to John 38 and 3. Hallelujah, 38 and 31. Amen. We loose ourselves from all bonds according to Psalm 116 and 6. 16. We loose our mind, will, and emotions from every assignment and spirit of darkness in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We loose our city and region from every assignment of hell right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we loose our finances from every spirit of poverty, death, and lack. Amen. In the mighty name of of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we loose ourselves from all generational curses and hereditary time spirits, according to Galatians 3 and 13. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we loose ourselves from every assignment of witchcraft, sorcery, and divination. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we loose ourselves from every spoken curse and never a word spoken against our lives. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare right now that we are free, and we are free indeed. For Jesus Christ has set us free, amen? And we walk in our freedom. We sleep in our freedom, amen? We talk in freedom, amen? In the name of Jesus Christ, and Lord, we just want to say thank you. We break all generational curse of pride, rebellion, lust, poverty, witchcraft, idolatry, death, destruction, failure, sickness, infirmity, fear, schizophrenia, rejection. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, we command all generational hereditary spirits operating our life through curses to be bound and cast out. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, our God, we just want to say thank you, oh God, for this deliverance on today. We command all spirits of lust and perversion, abortion, fornication, uncleanness, and immorality to come out of our sexual purity. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come against the spirit of homosexuality. We command you to cease your words and die at the woman come out. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we command our spirits of culture, rejection, fear, anger, wrath, sadness, depression, discouragement, grief, bitterness, and unforgiveness to come out of our emotions right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we command our spirits of confusion, forgiveness, mind control, mental illness, double-mindedness, fantasy, pain, pride, and misery, Let there be a cleansing on this morning, oh God. In the life of your children this day, oh God. That we will not leave here, oh God, the same way we came on today. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And by faith, we receive it right now. If you open up your mouth, church, right now, just say, I receive it. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And may it be unto you as you receive it on today and those in your household. Amen. Oh God, help us on today. It's our prayer that all be saved and not one in our family be left behind, oh God. That would come to know you, oh God, like never before. Let them in fear the Holy Ghost and come in today, oh God. Oh, the Holy Ghost, right now, God. You what only you can do. We declare and declare right now that we are testimony of the living God. Amen. As we walk, live, hallelujah. And in Christ and Christ is enough. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We declare and declare in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. We're born again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That we're sons and daughters of God. Right now, born again of the incorruptible seed of the Word of God. Amen. That we're filled with the Holy Spirit of power. That we're the head and not the tail. On top and not the meat. Amen. We don't owe anyone anything. Hallelujah. But to love them. Amen. We're blessed in our going out and coming in. Blessed in the city. Blessed in the field. Amen. We're healed by the stripes of Jesus Christ. My Lord, my God. We just want to say thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, send your speech on today, oh God. Let us speak blessing and not curse. Amen. Oh, Lord, help us on today, oh God. We pray for the God's spiritual alive and awareness on today. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, position on today, oh God. Oh, we pray for your guidance and instruction for our lives. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let us receive right now divine revelation and knowledge and wisdom of your word. That we may apply to our daily lives and live a life, hallelujah, that is pleasing and upright to your sight, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, walk with us today. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let peace come and be still and reign in the house of your children. Oh, let peace overtake, oh God. Let there be a breakthrough in the heaven on today, oh God. Let you pour out blessings on the life of your children. Then we want our growing up to receive that others will be blessed by the overflow. We decree and pour our praise in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that our well will not run dry. We drink of the cup of blessings. Oh, Lord, for you are our shepherd, and we shall not want. My Lord, my God. Oh, God, help your children on today, that we will not be the accuser of the brother, amen? But we'll be there to help each other get up and get back in order. In the name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare that the wicked one has no right to us, amen? My Lord, my God, we thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, help us on today. Hallelujah. To not be tempted by the Lord of things of conversation of possession of this world, oh God. Oh, Lord, to keep our minds shade on you, that your people are in perfect peace, oh God. Oh, Lord, touch the heart and mind of your pastor this morning. As the word goes forth, oh God, your apostle, oh God. Hallelujah, that she will speak your word, oh God, and not our own. Not adding anything to it or taking away anything from it. Amen. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Let your angels be released on today, oh God, to warn against any spirits inside in the heavens to stop our prayers from being answered. And we decree and declare by faith today that our prayers will not be earthbound, but that it will ascend into the supernatural. Hallelujah. And we thank you, oh God, for answered prayers on today. Hallelujah to your name, God. We give it all over to you right now, 2020. Our life is not our own, oh God. We cast every care, fear, and burden down right now. Hallelujah. We bring it to the altar and we leave it there, oh God. Trusting you all the way, oh God. We decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. That we are blessed and we can never be cursed. And we are going from glory to glory to glory. And wealth and riches are in our home, and we thank you for, Lord. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things for sale. And the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. Oh, Lord, we thank you, Lord. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Come on, church. Let's give God some praise right now. Right where you are. Will you open up your mouth and just thank God right now? Will you open up your mouth? It should have been you and it should have been you, but God kept you. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, my. Oh, God, we bless your name, Lord. We give it all over to you right now, Father. Help us on today, oh God. Help us to look at ourselves, oh God. Hallelujah. Before we look at anyone else, help us to look at ourselves, oh God. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we pray today for your help. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We come against the spirit of distraction right now. Hallelujah. We command you to cease your works right now and die at the root and come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Welcome, church, welcome, welcome. Welcome this Sunday. We thank you. We thank God for the Holy Spirit that's present right now here in service. For we know that God, we say, is omnipotent and omnipresent. So right where you are, amen. Receive it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Welcome on today. Welcome. Hallelujah. Welcome this morning. We are the Gospel Public Ministries here in Houston, Texas. I'm Apostle Tawani Kamani.
And I'm Pastor Dorsey Manning.
We welcome you this morning, wherever you are, in Houston, Texas, surrounding cities, hallelujah, Dallas, Texas, Louisiana, every part of Louisiana, New York, New York, New Jersey, amen, Illinois, whatever part of Illinois you're calling from on today, Alabama, Mississippi, welcome, welcome, those that are overseas, hallelujah, we welcome you all today in the name of Jesus, right where you are, amen, hallelujah, we serve the same God, amen, my Lord, my God, we thank God on today. Welcome, welcome.
Yes.
If it's your first time here with us in Sunday morning service, we want to personally welcome you. If you press one, we want to welcome you, me and my husband here today, and we want to pray for you and pray with you. We understand and know how powerful, hallelujah, when two come together. We know the Bible says when there are two or more, hallelujah, touching the degree, and he said, there I am in the midst. So we understand the power of agreement. Amen. So if it's your first time here with us in Sunday morning service, here with us here, hallelujah, we want to pray for you, pray with you, and welcome you with a warm welcome. Amen. In love. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, we welcome every single one here. I would like to welcome my family members and friends are from Louisiana. You know, I do have family that's all over, but I especially want to welcome my family members and friends from Louisiana. We thank you all for showing up to Sunday service this morning. Thank every single one of our brothers and sisters, family members and friends here in Houston, Texas. You know, we're so grateful. And we thank you all for welcoming us into your homes. Amen. And we're just so grateful to be here with you. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it because God is good and he's so worthy to be praised because he woke us up this morning. Hallelujah. We have something to be thankful about, to be grateful about every single day, seeing new mercies and new grace. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus. So welcome every single one more time. We love you. We love you. We love you so much.
Amen. Every Sunday morning, you are on our 10 a.m. church service. We have communion. We take communion. And also, this is first Sunday as well. So if you have the elements that you'll be using today for your communion, please go ahead and grab those today. And we're going to have a song selection as we prepare ourselves to take communion in the name of Jesus. Brother Joe Washington, if you're here and you're ready to bless us with a song this morning, press 1-4.
Hallelujah.
Amen, amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord. We thank God today, amen. So we're going to have a song selection this morning, you all, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Okay, Pastor Manny said he's going to be singing today. Amen.
Amen, amen. I thank everyone. I thank God for this opportunity to be able to come together and pray. That was something that I was praying about this morning when I woke up. And the very thing that was on my heart was, what song are you singing? What song is in your mouth? And I know that is the will of God. So I want to sing this song. Usually Uncle Joe would sing, but today I'll be singing on today. Glory, glory, hallelujah, since I laid my burdens down. Glory, glory, hallelujah, since I laid my burdens down. Glory, glory, hallelujah, since I laid my burdens down. Glory, glory, since I laid my burdens down. Burdens down, Lord. Burdens down, Lord. Since I laid my burdens down. Burdens down, Lord. Burdens down, Lord. Since I laid my burdens down. Friends don't treat me like they used to. Since I laid my burdens down. Friends don't treat me like they used to. Since I laid my burdens down, I've gone home to live with Jesus. Since I laid my burdens down, I'm going home to live with Jesus. Since I laid my burdens down, I feel better, so much better. Since I laid my burdens down, I feel better, so much better. Since I laid my burdens down, glory, glory, hallelujah. Since I laid my burdens down, glory, glory, hallelujah. Since I laid my burdens down. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen, amen, amen. Glory to God, oh glory, glory, hallelujah, since I laid my burdens down. Will you lay your burdens down on today?
Hallelujah.
And leave them at the cross, amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Let us prepare ourselves to take communion at this time. Amen.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I hope you all had an opportunity to grab your things for communion this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, my Marie, we thank God this morning as we enter in. If you have your things for communion, the Bible says in Luke 22, verse 14 through 20, when the hour had come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him. Then he said to them with fervent desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will no longer shall eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Then he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it amongst yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. And he took bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave it to them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you. Let us pray.
Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can enter into communion with you at this time, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that your word says in 1 Corinthians 11 and 27, that whosoever shall eat of the bread of life and drink of the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body in the blood of Jesus. Your word says, let every man examine himself. So let each of us examine ourselves now. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we ask you to forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions and our iniquities and our trespasses, and cover us each with the blood of Jesus Christ, and cleanse us each of all unrighteousness. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we are able to enter into communion with you at this time. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you went to the cross for us. We thank you, Jesus, that you took our sins. You took all of our transgressions. You took all of our iniquities and our trespasses to the cross with you. We thank you that you took this bread. Hallelujah. Your body. We take it in remembrance of you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that your body was broken for all of our sins and transgressions and iniquities and trespasses. Lord Jesus, we love you. Hallelujah. We remember your suffering and how you were beaten and mad and spit upon, whipped and crucified for each of us. Your body was broken so our bodies may be healed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we thank you, Lord Jesus, that by your stripes alone, hallelujah, we are healed. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord Jesus, we thank you for loving us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for touching us. We thank you, Jesus, for healing us. So we thank you, Lord Jesus, you took this bread, you broke it, you said, take it, for this is my body. And we do this in remembrance of you. You may eat. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, your word says in 1 Corinthians in the after supper that you took the cup and you said to the disciples, this is the blood of the new testament shed for you. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for a new covenant. Hallelujah. We thank you for a new testimony. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood, for your blood is our atonement. It justifies us and sanctifies us and redeems us and cleanses us and washes away all of our sins, all of our iniquity, all of our transgressions, all of our trespasses. Your blood, hallelujah, your blood, it heals us in the mighty name of Jesus. You may drink. Hallelujah, hallelujah. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we pray with love and thanksgiving. And everybody do say amen and amen again. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
What can wash away our sins?
Hallelujah.
Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Yes.
What can make us whole again?
Hallelujah.
Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen. I pray all participated this morning.
Thank you. Thank you.
Be cleansed and washed, made whole, made new in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Yes.
We're going to have a song selection too here. We'll be back for the preach word from Apostle Paul when he commands. Stay with us.
God, we stand tonight amazed at your power, amazed at your strength, amazed at your glory. So tonight we offer this song to you just to let you know how we really feel about you. Come on, Ashley, help me sing this song tonight.
It's so amazing,
so amazing,
your love for me.
Sacrifice for me,
for every blessing, I'm
of strength. I stand amazed at your power. So amazing, amazing. I stand amazed at your glory. I stand amazed at your strength. I stand amazed at your power. So amazing, amazing. So
Matthew chapter 17. I'm going to talk about this Friday night. Matthew chapter 17. The Bible says that a man ran up to Jesus. And he said to Jesus, I brought my son to your disciples. And your disciples could not cure him. Jesus looks at the disciples and he says, you perverse and faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? He turns back to the Father. He says, bring him to me. And the Bible says Jesus rebuked him. And immediately the boy was cured.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Bring him to me. Bring it all to Jesus, hallelujah. Amen. Welcome everyone. Amen. Welcome everyone again here to Sunday service. We have made it to the message part of Sunday service. I want everybody to help me to welcome the Holy Spirit in. Help me to welcome my beautiful wife, Apostle Tawanika Manning. You know, a wonderful, beautiful spirit that's in her of the Lord. Hallelujah. A woman that wakes up every single morning before the sun comes up, willing to yield to the Holy Spirit, willing to pray for you and I, pray for our family, pray for every single believer all over, everywhere. Help me to welcome
my beautiful wife, Pastor Apostle Tawanika Manning.
Amen. Come on, church. Let's give God some praise and glory this morning. Come on. Let's enter in this morning. Amen. I was so glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Amen. I'm glad to be here this morning. Amen. In the land of the living. Amen. Right where you are. Know that we are the church. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We just thank God on today. Hallelujah, God. We give you honor. We magnify your name, Father God. It is all about you and not about us. So, Lord, let us pray, Father God, as we enter in this morning to receive your Holy Spirit, that you will have your way. Guide us and instruct us in the way that you want us to go, that all may receive on today. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Come, Lord Jesus Christ. Take your rightful place on the throne of my life. I give it to you for eternity. I give it to you right now and for eternity. And I ask you, Lord, to bind all that I am to all that you are. In Jesus Christ's holy name, Lord, extend yourself through me in all areas of my life fully and completely, that I be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. I decrease right now so that you may have all the increase in me. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Yes,
Lord, have your way. I declare and declare you should be on the throne of my life, in and over all areas of my life. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the author and the finisher of my faith, in all, through all, and above all of my life. And I thank you, Lord. Let thy kingdom come right now. Let thy will be done right now. As I bind my mind to the mind of Christ, hallelujah, and my will to your will, Heavenly Father, let thy will be done. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for the choosing. Amen.
I thank you for the ordaining. I thank you for the anointing.
Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, Father God, I ask in Jesus' name, let the glory of the Lord arise. Heavenly Father, I said, let the glory of the Lord arise upon each of us right now in service, according to Isaiah 60:2. I ask you, Heavenly Father, let the glory of your Son arise upon each of us. Let your glory be seen on each of us. Amen. And Heavenly Father, we ask you to cover each of us with your glory and your presence. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Right now in Jesus' name, I come against every spirit of frustration. I come against every hindering spirit. I come against every gossiping spirit. I come against every spirit outside of the Holy Spirit that may be operating on this line in every household to cease your works and die at the root and come in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah to your name, God. We thank you, Lord God, for the divine position that we can receive right now. All the chaff was received in this service in Jesus' name. To God be the glory. Good morning again, church. Good morning, good morning, and good morning. I am so grateful to be here, hallelujah, in the land of the living, doing what God has called for me to do. Hallelujah, hallelujah. My Lord, my God, today the message is, who am I in Christ? Amen? Who am I in Christ? And I'm learning again, you all, to slow down. So even though I get excited, I'm going to slow down this morning, amen, so that we all can receive, amen? My husband told me last Sunday I was moving fast. Hallelujah. So I want to be able to slow down. Hallelujah. So that we all can receive. The message today is, who am I in Christ? But we first must know, first you have to be in Christ to know who you are in Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. First, you have to be in Christ, and I say that again, to know who you are in Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can't know who you are in Christ unless you're in Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible says, if you go with me this morning, amen, in John 15, hallelujah, John 15, and I'm coming out the New King James Version. Hallelujah. Glory to God. John chapter 15, verses 4 through 5. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. John 15, verse 4 through 5. The Bible says, abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 5 says, I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. So again, in order for you to know who you are in Christ, first you have to be in Christ. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want us to understand abiding in Christ means believing that he is God's son, through receiving him as Savior and Lord, three, doing what God says, and four, continuing to believe the gospel, and five, relating in love to the community of believers, which is Christ's body. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, let me know if I'm moving too fast. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Who am I in Christ? Who are you in Christ? We as believers in Christ, we are part of one body, but we are many members. Amen? Jesus is alive. And I want you to understand that Jesus is alive, and he's alive in us, and we are born again. Hallelujah. In Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If we go over to the book of John, we're still in John, but chapter 14, hallelujah. So go back one chapter, chapter 14. Verse 20 and 23. Verse 14, chapter 14, verse 20 and 23. The Bible says in John chapter 14, verse 20, hallelujah, at that day you will know that I am in my Father and you in me and I in you. Amen? And if we jump down to 23, Jesus answered and said to him, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word and my Father will love him and we will come to him and make our home with him. Amen? Hallelujah. You see what I'm talking about right there, to understand, hallelujah, that first you have to be in Christ. Hallelujah. So that you can know who you are in Christ. Hallelujah. My Lord, my God. Hallelujah. So we look here in the scripture, y'all. When we live by his standards, he will not leave us. He will come to us, and he will be in us, and we will show how, and he will show himself to us. Amen? So when we live by his standards, I want us to understand, when we live, not by our own standards and not the standards of the world, but when we live by his standards, he will not leave us. He will come to us, and he will be in us, and he will show himself to us so that we will know who we are in Christ. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
My Lord, my God. And we look at verse 23 again here. As Jesus answered and said to him, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, amen, and we will come to him and make our home with him, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I want us to understand a little bit more about that. You all, not everyone, however, could understand Jesus' message. Every since the Pentecost. Hallelujah. Ever since the Pentecost, the gospel of the kingdom has been proclaimed in the whole world, and not yet everyone is receptive to it. Jesus saves the deepest revelations of himself for those who love and obey him. So understand that we have to be in Christ so that we know who we are in Christ. Amen? Hallelujah. We're still in the book of John. If we go over to John 17, hallelujah. John 17, you all, I want to slow down. I believe we went to John 17, 21 and 23 here. 21 and 23. Glory to God. John 17, 21 and 23. When we look at the scripture here in the book of John 17, you all, 21 and 23, when we look at the scripture here, it says, sanctify them by your truth. I'm sorry, 21. Look at verse 21. I'm about to jump down one. That all may be one. The Bible says that they all may be one as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. Amen? Verse 22 says, and the glory which you gave me, I have given them that they may be one just as we are one. And verse 23 says, I in them and you in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them as you love me. Amen. So in order for us again to understand who we are in Christ, we have to be in Christ. Hallelujah. We have to be in Christ. See, Jesus' great desire for his disciples was that they would become one. Hallelujah. He wanted them unified as a powerful witness to the reality of God's love. The question is today, are you helping to unify the body of Christ? Amen. The church. See, you can pray for other Christians, avoid gossip, build others up, work together in humility, give your time and money, exalt Christ, and refuse to get sidetracked, arguing over divisive matters, you all. I want you to understand, in order for you to know who you are in Christ, you have to be in Christ. Hallelujah. I want you to understand, Jesus in these scriptures, Jesus prayed for unity among the believers based on the believers' unity with him and the Father. So Christians can know, hallelujah, unity among themselves if they are living in unity with God. For example, church, each branch living in union with the vine is united with all other branches doing the same thing. Hallelujah. My Lord, my God. Hallelujah. So again, and I'm going to get you to understanding who you are in Christ. So first, who you are in Christ. I want you to understand before you can be in Christ, before you can understand who you are in Christ, amen, you have to be in Christ. So now we can get to the point of who am I in Christ? Who am I in Christ? Who am I? You know, I pray and I do all of this, but who am I truly in Christ? Hallelujah. Who am I truly in Christ? Hallelujah. I want us to understand that Jesus paid the price, you all. We are forgiven in Christ. I want you to understand, you are forgiven. You are forgiven in Christ. All sins are forgiven before God. God will not condemn you, hallelujah, for sin. Bad things that you've done, good things you have left undone, evil things that you've said, wrong things, hallelujah, that you have thought. You are forgiven in Christ. Only if you are in Christ. Understand, you have to be in Christ, hallelujah, in order to know who you are in Christ. And when you are in Christ, you are forgiven. You are, because we are in Christ and because of what he has done. Hallelujah. See, Jesus, because Jesus died, he can offer forgiveness. Because Jesus rose from the dead, he can give us life and victory. Amen. Forgiveness, life, and victory gives us identity. Amen. We need now live forgiven, abundant, and victorious lives. Amen. Hallelujah, Lord. Our lives are not perfect since we still experience pain and suffering. However, hallelujah, we thank God for However, our hope is firm because it is based on Jesus' victory over death. So now that you understand, hallelujah, and know when you are in Christ, amen, you are forgiven. The Bible says in Ephesians 1:6-8, to the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he made us accepted in the beloved, in him we have redemption, through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace, which he made to abound toward us in all wisdom and prudence. Jesus paid the price to release us from slavery to sin. Amen. See, forgiveness was granted in Old Testament on the basis of the shedding of an animal's blood. But now we are forgiven on the basis of the shedding of Jesus' blood. He died as the perfect and final sacrifice. Hallelujah. He died as the perfect and final sacrifice that we are forgiven because we are in Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because you are in Christ, because we are in Christ, you are redeemed. Amen. Because you are in Christ, and Christ is in you, you are redeemed. According to 1 Peter 1:18, amen? You are redeemed. So you have had, hallelujah, you have had a life, maybe have had a life of death and covenant, amen? And your future holds an inheritance from God. Amen. Yeah. Your life is no longer a vote that's dead to sin. Hallelujah. You now look forward to rich meaning and purpose in God's future plan, hallelujah, for you because you are redeemed. Amen. Hallelujah. 1 Peter 1:18 said, know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver or gold, for your aimless conduct received by tradition from your fathers. You are redeemed because Christ has redeemed you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because you are in Christ, amen. Because you are in Christ, you are reconciled with God. You are reconciled with God. Hallelujah. You have been reunited with God. The anger that was between us is gone. Because of Jesus, we now have free access to God. The Bible says in Romans 5:10, for if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his son, much more having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. So you are redeemed with God because you are in Christ. See, the love that caused Christ to die in the same love that sends the Holy Spirit to live in us and guide us every day. The power that raised Christ from the dead is the same power that saved you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And it's available to you in your daily life. See, be assured that having begun a life with Christ, you have a name, reserve of power and love to call on each day, amen, for help to meet every challenge or trial in your life. You can pray for God's power and love as you need it because you are in Christ. Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes,
let me know if I'm going too fast. Amen. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. If you're just now logging into service today, we're talking about who you are in Christ. Who are we in Christ? Amen. Because we are in Christ and Christ is in us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are redeemed. Hallelujah. We are rescued. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because you're in Christ, you are rescued. You're rescued. You've been rescued from a life-threatening situation. Jesus paid the ransom for our lives and his own life. Sin no longer holds our life hostage. Amen? Sin no longer holds our life hostage. According to Matthew 28:28, the Bible says, just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life, hallelujah, a ransom for many. So a ransom was the price paid to release a slave from bondage. See, Jesus often told his disciples that he must die, but here he told them why. See, to redeem all people from the bondage of sin and death. See, when you're in Christ and Christ is in you, hallelujah, you are rescued, amen? You are free, amen, from the bondage of sin and death. So the disciples thought that as long as they had Jesus, as long as Jesus was alive, he could save them. But Jesus revealed that only his death will save them and the world. Hallelujah, amen? Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. I want you to understand, you are in Christ, and those of us that are in Christ, and Christ is in us, hallelujah, you have been bought with a price, and we belong to God, amen? You have been bought with a price, and you belong to God. We have been paid for by God. God owns us, amen? We no longer belong to ourselves. Our own way of life no longer owns us, amen? That's something to shout about on today, amen? Hallelujah. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 6:19-20, amen? Chapter 6:19-20 says, or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own. Verse 20 says, for you were bought at a price, and then therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Uh-huh.
You are bought with a price. You have been paid for by God. Hallelujah. That's the reason to shout today. Amen. Hallelujah. You've been paid for by God. You were bought with a price. Hallelujah. Because you are in Christ, and Christ is in you. Amen. My Lord, my God, somebody going to shout today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I want you to understand because you are in Christ. Hallelujah. God knows you. You are known by God. Amen. Hallelujah. You have been known and cared about all along. God has been watching out for you from the beginning. God has, hallelujah, cared for you from day on, from day one. Hallelujah. From the day one. Amen. I want you to understand. God has cared for you from day one. Romans 8:29 says, for whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. See, God's ultimate goal for us is to make us like Christ. Amen. As we become more and more like him, we discover our true selves, the person we were created to be. Amen. That's something that hallelujah about today. Amen. Glory to God, because you are in Christ, you are chosen. Amen. You are chosen because you are in Christ. You have been picked by God. Hallelujah. Our salvation, hallelujah, was not an accident. Amen. God intended it for us. Amen. He intended it for you. Amen. God called us out for salvation, even though we do not deserve it. We are chosen by God because we are in Christ. The Bible says in Romans 8:30, moreover, whom he predestined, these he also called. And whom he called, these he also justified. And whom he justified, those he also glorified. See, God called us. Amen. Hallelujah. And we are chosen by God. I want you to understand, call means summoned or invited because we are in Christ and Christ is in us. You are justified before God because you are in Christ. Hallelujah. You are justified before God. See, God has declared, hallelujah, you innocent because of Christ. See, Jesus Jesus has won our case by paying our penalty for us. Amen. Yes, hallelujah. We have been acquitted, hallelujah, of all our crimes. Amen. There's something to rejoice about today. Hallelujah. The Bible says in the book of Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. I want us to understand today, all sin, hallelujah, all sin separates us from God, but all sin can be forgiven. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Because you're in Christ. Mm-hmm. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are justified by God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because you're in Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. You are accepted. My Lord, my God. You are accepted. Hallelujah. You have been welcomed by God. Hallelujah. You are no longer rejected. Hallelujah. You're no longer an outsider. You are accepted. The Bible says in Romans 15:7, hallelujah, therefore, receive one another just as Christ also received us to the glory of God. Hallelujah. See, just as we take Jesus' view on the authority of Scripture, the nature of heaven and the resurrection, we are too, hallelujah, to have this attitude of love toward other Christians as well. Amen. So as we grow in faith and come to know Jesus better, we will become more capable of maintaining this attitude of loving unity throughout each day. My Lord, my God. Because we are in Christ, so we are accepted. Hallelujah. We have been welcomed by God. Hallelujah. Because we are in Christ, we are saved. Hallelujah. Amen. Because we are in Christ, we are saved. You have been rescued. Amen. From God's just anger, from sin, from yourself, from death, from Satan in a simple system. You are saved. The Bible says in Colossians 1:13, he has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love. Amen. We have been rescued from a rebel kingdom to serve the rightful king. Our conduct should reflect our new allegiance. Amen. Hallelujah. Because we have been saved because we are in Christ. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody going to shout right where you are. Amen. Somebody going to shout right there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Because you are in Christ. Because we are in Christ and Christ is in us. We are alive. Hallelujah. We are alive. We have received new life from God. Our spirit has been brought to life and we never, hallelujah, and will never be dead again. Amen. Our body will be made new after we die and we will live forever because we're alive in Christ. Amen. We have a new meaning and a purpose and a new way of looking at life. Amen. The Bible says in Romans 6:11, likewise, you also reckon yourself to be dead indeed to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. See, reckon yourselves to be dead indeed to sin means that we should regard our own sinful nature as dead and unresponsive to sin. Because our union, amen, hallelujah, hallelujah, and our identification with Christ, we are no longer obligated to carry out those old models, desires, and goals. Hallelujah, because we are in Christ and we are alive in Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We are free because we're in Christ. You are free because you're in Christ. You have been set free and you are no longer a slave to sin. The Bible says in John 8:32-36, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Amen. Therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed. Because you are in Christ, hallelujah, you are free. Jesus himself is the truth that makes you free. Jesus is the truth that makes us free. All that believe and has received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, because you're in Christ, amen, you are free.
He is the
source of truth, the perfect standard to what is right. He frees us from the consequences of sin, from self-deception, and from the deception by Satan. Let me say that again. I got a little tongue tie right there. We are, hallelujah. Jesus has freed us from the consequences of sin and from self-deception and from the deception by Satan. Hallelujah. You are free.
Yeah.
You are free. We are free because we are in Christ. Hallelujah. You need to know who you are in Christ. Glory to God. Glory to God. You are loved.
Yeah.
You are loved. Because you're in Christ, you are loved. Amen. Hallelujah. God deeply loves you. Hallelujah. 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 We know this because he has given us his most precious gift, his son, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We know that we are loved because God's spirit of love is in our heart. Because we're in Christ and Christ is in us, we know that we are loved. Amen. Romans 5:5 says, no hope does not disappoint because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. Amen. So we know that we are loved according to Scripture. Amen. Romans 5:5, I say again, now hope does not disappoint because the love of God has been poured out in the hearts, hallelujah, has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. Why? Because we're in Christ.
Hallelujah.
And Christ is in us. You are with all this love and care, how can we do less than serve him completely? How can we do less but serve him completely? Hallelujah. You are taken care of, amen, because you are in Christ. You are taken care of. According to John 6:37, all that the Father gives us, hallelujah, all that the Father gives me will come to me. And the one who comes to me, I will by no means cast out. Amen. The Bible, I'm going to repeat it again. The Bible, John 6:37 says, all that the Father gives me will come to me.
Yeah.
And the one who comes to me, I will by no means cast out. Hallelujah. This is Jesus speaking. Hallelujah. Because we're in Christ.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Because you're in Christ, you are taken care of. Amen. All your needs are met. Amen. Hallelujah. You're secure in God's hand. Hallelujah. You will not be abandoned. God will complete his work in you. Amen. God will supply all that you need. Amen. Will you trust and believe today?
Yeah.
Amen. Will you stand on the word of God today? Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah,
Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The question is this, but how do we arrive here? Let's trace the story from the beginning, who God created us to be. God created all things, visible and invisible, because he is the creator. He is also the rightful owner of all things. In addition to being the rightful owner, God also rules over all creation. His authority is final. Amen?
Amen.
We are a creature. Hallelujah. We are a creature. We are a creature. Genesis 27 tells us that God made us like a potter. God crafted us. God made us with skill and intention. Hallelujah. We are complex and complicated. Hallelujah. We have God's life breath in us. Amen. Hallelujah. We are like God. Hallelujah. According to Genesis 1:26-27, God made us more than just an animal. Hallelujah. We are made in God's image. We are made to relate to God and other loves. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Are made, you all, to relate to God and others in love. Amen. We are known, according to Psalm 139 and Jeremiah 1:5, God made us and knew us before we was born. See, God made you. He made me. Hallelujah. See, he made all things. God
hallelujah.
Knew us. God knew you while we were still in the womb of our mothers. God knows us better than we know ourselves. Amen. God made us to be God's caretaker of his creation. We were made to take care of God's creation. Amen. According to the book of Genesis, chapter 1 and 2. Amen. God made us with care and responsibility. He made us, hallelujah. We are made to help God in his ruling of creation. We are made to care for this earth. Amen. Hallelujah. We are made to relate to his creation. According to Genesis chapter 2, 19-24, God made us to relate to his entire creation. We are made to love humans just as God loves us. Amen. We are made to love and enjoy God's creatures and nature. Hallelujah. Somebody shout God.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus. We are made for faith, for obedient worship to God. Hallelujah. My Lord, my
hallelujah.
God.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Thank you, Lord. We are made, church,
thank
for thankful, obedient worship to God. According to the book of Genesis, chapter 1 and 2, God made us to glorify and enjoy him forever. We are made to praise God by doing what he intended for us. Amen. We are made to enjoy, hallelujah, ourselves as we enjoy God. Amen. Hallelujah, church. I want you to understand today, hallelujah, as I close out here in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, we are made in the image of God. In Genesis chapter 1:27, the Bible says, so God created man in his own image. And in the image of God, he created him, male and female. He created them. What is the image of God? The Bible says that Jesus is the perfect image of God. Hallelujah. However, Christians have understood this concept in three different, though, complementary ways. First, the qualities and attributes that distinguish humanity from the animals. Some of these qualities are reason, will, personality, and more. See, the ability to be in relationship with God. Two, this relationship constitutes the image of God in us. Three, the caring of God's creation is what is demonstrated, demonstrates God's image in human beings. See, it is possible that all three things are involved in what the image of God is. Humans are the image of God because they are able to relate to God, to each other, and to God's creation. You all, church, today, in addition, we as human beings and children of God represents God in this creation. When humans are reconciled with God, hallelujah, the abundant life that results allows the image of God to come through more clearly. I want you to understand today that if you're in Christ, and Christ is in you, amen, you are already blessed. In the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God, we thank you all today.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
But as of today, I want you to understand, because you're in Christ, and Christ is in you, hallelujah, 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 you're already blessed, amen, hallelujah, you are forgiven, you are reconciled with God, you are rescued, you are redeemed, you're bought with a price and belong to God, you're known by God, you're chosen, you're justified before God, you're accepted, you're saved, you're alive, you're free, you're loved, you're taken care of, amen, hallelujah, you're a new creature in Christ Jesus, amen, hallelujah, you're made righteous through Christ, amen, you're co-heirs to the kingdom of God, because you're in Christ, amen, hallelujah, you have free access, amen.
Hallelujah.
You will not be denied. You are loved and cared for. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to your name, God.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord God, that we know on today, hallelujah, who we are in
thank
Christ.
You, Lord Jesus.
We thank you, Lord Jesus. Will there be one on today? The door for the church is open.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus. There may be one today. If you have never prayed the prayer of salvation before, and your desire is today is to be born again, the most important thing that you can ever do in your living life, being born again. For the word of God says here in Romans chapter 10 that if you will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that he was risen from the dead, you shall be saved. So now here is the opportunity. Anyone that will confess today, will you press one today that you will confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ has been risen from the dead, you shall be saved. Will you come today? It seems like, you know, it got to be more to it than that. No, God and already took care of it all. God and already done it for you. And that's for you to believe it, and it's for you to receive it. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ, hallelujah, has been made available for you. I'm saying salvation has been made available for you through Jesus Christ. But see, you have to come. It's not automatic that you say. See, it's the criteria here. Hallelujah. If there is one today who have already confessed Jesus Christ into their life, would you find yourself in a place of slipping back to the old man or the old woman? Hallelujah. Will you come today? Because this is a time for prayer. This is a time, we thank you, Apostle, you know, for what you told us. Redemption, being redeemed. Hallelujah. This is that time for you to be renewed. But see, you have to bring it all over to Christ. He loves you. You're already in Christ. So those things that you may have entered into, bring them to Christ and lay them right there at his feet. Hallelujah. There's someone that has some type of sickness or some type of illness in their body, will you come today? There's a family member, a friend. You have a family member, a friend. Will you come to Christ that needs prayer? Will you come to Christ? Hallelujah. Anyone that is looking for a church home, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, we would love to be your pastor. We would love to love you. There's no time and no distance in spirit. So we thank God that we all are one in spirit. We would love for you to be a part of the Gospel Public Ministry. Hallelujah. We're just going to love you like the Holy Spirit showed us how to love you. Hallelujah. There may be one today. My Lord, my God, we thank you, Father God, for every single word that you have given to your apostle. Hallelujah. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for your presence and your power. We thank you for speaking directly to our hearts. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
giving us the giving us the notion, Father God, to move in the direction that you would have us to move, and that's through you, through Christ Jesus. We plead your blood, Christ Jesus, over us and over all that was spoken today. Every single word, line upon line, precept upon precept, we plead your blood over it. And we receive it right now by faith. Hallelujah. And we say all is well with us. In Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
You know who you are in Christ, amen.
Amen,
amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you and be blessed in it. Amen. At this time, we're going to receive our tithes and offerings. If you have Cash App,
yes,
you can go to Pastor Chantel on Cash App. If you have Zelle or you want to send those over a different method, give us a call at 832-725-8094. Again, the number is 832-725-8094. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Can you hear me?
Amen. Amen. I just want to make sure you all can hear me good. Amen. If you take out your tithes and offering right now as we pray over in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, just thanking God for blessing us. For the Bible said that God gives seed to the sower. So we thank God for the seed on today that we'll be planting on good ground, that we will reap a great harvest of God's goodness, God's blessing and favor upon our life, that will bring healing, deliverance, peace, joy, that every need will be met in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Dear Jesus, make us in a mystery over your for your kingdom. Honor our tithes and offerings on today. Cause them to multiply where we send them to bring much fruit to your kingdom. We know that as your children, we are the chief financial officers of your money as it comes to us. It's our responsibility to manage our money and distribute our tithes and offering and spiritual seed to help nurture a harvest of glory for your sake on earth. Amen. What matters to you is the dedication that we exhibit to multiply generosity and faith. Help us to appropriate your money with dignity to uphold your holy heavenly banking system. It's not frugality, your honor. It's the wisdom of a spirit-kissed generation. Heart. Hallelujah. As we give on today, hallelujah, freely may be given unto us in the name of Jesus Christ. And be a cheerful giver. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, to God be the glory. Amen. 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 God bless those who gave on today and those who purpose their heart to give. May God restore you to the kingdom of his stewardship. Amen. Glory to God. This time,
amen.
We're going to have our announcements. Amen. I'll be delivering those announcements on today. Today is Sunday, December the 5th, 2021. Here at the Gospel Public Ministries here in Houston, Texas. We're seeing pastors, Pastor Doris A. Manning and Tawanika Manning. Hallelujah. Mondays at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, we have our intercessory prayer time together, you all. Join us at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time here on our church line. Amen. Amen. Wednesday at 7 p.m., we have our Bible study at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time here on our church line. Join us at 7 p.m. before it goes forward. On Saturdays, amen, we have our Saturday schools. We got to start those back up on Saturdays after the new year, you all. So we'll start back up on Saturday at 12 noon so everybody can prepare themselves to be able to be a part of our Saturday school at 12 noon Central Standard Time as we begin a new lesson for the season.
Yes,
amen. Lord, so that's Saturday at 12 noon. And Sundays, we have our two services at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. Sometimes we do, we have a recap of the 10 a.m. service because the services are different. So we do want the people at 2 o'clock to be able to give what the 10 o'clock have. So we do have two services at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. Join us. Amen. Happy birthday to those of you that are celebrating a birthday in the month of December. I know we have our daughter Victoria on December 17th that will be celebrating her 16th birthday. Happy birthday,
amen.
Victoria. Amen. We're just waiting to see what she wants to do on that day. May God continue to bless you. Hallelujah. With his immeasurable blessings and favor upon your life. May God bless you a long life, good years. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. If there's anyone that's celebrating the birthday in this month of December, press one. We want to wish you a happy birthday and pray for you and pray with you. Amen. And God will continue to bless you and grow you in his word. Amen. And give you long, good life in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. If there's anyone today that's celebrating your wedding anniversary this month, amen, press one. We want to congratulate you and wish you a happy anniversary, and that God will continue to strengthen God and bless your marriage and save your marriage in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So if that is you today, press one. Happy anniversary to those that are celebrating the anniversary this month of December. Amen. 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 We will have a time of prayer on Christmas, you all, and we'll have that prayer time at 12 noon on Christmas Day. So make sure you join us on Christmas Day. Amen. We want to pray.
Amen.
Amen on Christmas Day. A time of joy, just prayer. Just join us for prayer at that time of worship and prayer. Amen. Also, Pastor Ben and I will be celebrating in the month of January next month our anniversary. I'm looking forward to it. And my birthday. But in the meantime, God bless everyone. That concludes our announcements for today. Amen. Amen. At this time, we're going to release the pastor's blessing, then we'll have our benediction. Amen. Glory to God. Good to see everybody here in church. Sister Connie, Minister Ryan Green, Brother John Washington,
Lord,
and many more, Sister Dillard. Amen. And anyone else that's here in service on today, amen. We thank God for everyone. I pray that I was able to receive the message on today, knowing who you are in Christ and knowing that first we have to be in Christ. Amen. So that we'll know who we are in Christ. Amen. Amen.
Yes.
So we can't be a part of a company if we're not in the company to be a part of the benefits. It's like saying, I got the benefits of this big time company. I'm just gonna say UPS is coming over to the season. I can't say I have the benefits of UPS if I'm not in UPS. So I have to be a part of it. I gotta be in it in order to have the benefits. If I say, oh, UPS has good benefits, but in order for me to get those benefits, I have to be in it. It has to be in me, be a part of me in order for me to receive it. So it's the same in Christ. We have to be in Christ so Christ can be in us so that we can receive the benefits of Christ and know who we are in Christ. Amen. Glory to God.
Yeah.
Amen. We bless you here at the Gospel Public Ministry. Me, Apostle Tawani Commanding, and Pastor Doris, amen, and Minister Lauren Green in Illinois. We bless you to prosper. We bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit and draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. We bless you to be a place of joy. We bless you to have God's people around and about you all the days of your life. We bless you to be a restful place, hallelujah, for people in a safe place. We bless you to be a place of beauty. We bless you to prosperity, to function as you were intended to function. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and not a defect. We bless you to increase in work. And it's in Jesus' name we pray that we come together that we're saved. To God be the glory. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. I pray that everyone was able to receive that word today. I know I definitely did. It reminded me of who I am in Christ and who Christ is in me. Amen. And I made a God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, that which is well-pleasing in his sight. To Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. And everybody that do agree, say amen and amen again.
Amen.
God bless every single one of you. May God keep you. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday evening. If you do have more time, an opportunity, there's a word that's going to be going forth here at the 2 p.m. service. We welcome you back to the 2 p.m. service. Remember, we love you here at the Gospel Public Ministry. Apostle Tawanika and I, we can never love you more than God loves you. Remember, Satan has already been defeated, and Jesus Christ is Lord. God bless you. May God keep you. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I wanna hear him say,
give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him, and now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when I get, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like, can you imagine? Living